proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, with another program about Jewish life and practice. Today we will look at that coming-of-age ceremony known as the Bar Mitzvah. Jewish families of all denominations regard the Bar Mitzvah as a significant rite of life passage. The ceremony marked the transition for Jewish boys, a transition that took them from boyhood to manhood, at least in the eyes of their fellow Jews. From a religious standpoint, the Bar Mitzvah denoted that juncture in which a child became responsible for his own actions. Until that time, other people held the child's parents accountable for their son's deeds. After the Bar Mitzvah, according to Jewish tradition, a father would thank God that he no longer had to answer for the sins of his son. The word Bar Mitzvah literally means son of a commandment. A boy usually celebrated his Bar Mitzvah on the first Sabbath after he turned 13 years old. That birthday approximately corresponded with the beginning of the process of puberty. Experiencing a Bar Mitzvah granted the Jewish boy a number of privileges. He could perform part of a minyan in the synagogue, that is to say, part of the quorum necessary to have prayer. During worship services, the person officiating at those services could call up a Bar Mitzvah boy to read from an Old Testament text, a practice known as making aliyah, or ascending. Furthermore, a Bar Mitzvah celebration signified that the honoree had attained a marriageable age. The Bar Mitzvah requires a boy to undergo rigorous religious training. Indeed, some families hire tutors for their sons to learn what they need to do. A student will practice reading a designated passage from the Pentateuch, with a second passage coming from the Haftorahs, that is to say the prophetic books. A Bar Mitzvah student will receive instructions about how to recognize and intone various musical markings in the text, markings known as tropes, which accompany the text. In addition, the leader of the congregation at the synagogue might call upon the Bar Mitzvah boy to discuss an issue related to the Jewish law, a matter known as a Devar Torah, or Word of the Law. Another obligation that goes with going through a Bar Mitzvah involves the wearing of tefillin, or phylacteries. Among some Orthodox Jewish congregations, though, a boy will begin this practice of wearing tefillin from 1 to 3 months before the Bar Mitzvah ceremony. Many non-Orthodox Jewish congregations will also celebrate a girl's Bat Mitzvah, literally daughter of a commandment. The Bat Mitzvah ceremony takes place when a girl attains her 12th birthday. According to some Jewish historians, this custom is dated back for more than 2,300 years. In such settings, Bat Mitzvah girls will not read a passage from the Old Testament. Instead, they might recite verses from the Book of Esther or from the Book of Psalms. Alternatively, they might recite prayers from the Siddur, the prayer book, or speak about a subject relating to the Jewish law, Torah. A Bar Mitzvah and a Bat Mitzvah serve as joyous occasions. A rabbi might publicly bless the honoree. That person, the honoree, usually receives gifts, often cash, from those who attend the ceremony. People who go to a Bar Mitzvah rejoice because, in the Jewish perspective, a child has become an adult and can take part in Jewish communal life. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another segment about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.